Just when you thought Boko Haram couldn't get any lower, they do. Somalia is under siege. And we got a story about a guy who puts his money on the road. This is Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Boko Haram, the terrorist group, is now strapping bombs on teen girls. Why? To rid northern Nigeria of Christians and establish an Islamic state there. Attacks on churches, homes, and businesses of Christians and kidnappings are happening more frequently. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Four female suicide bombers have been active in the last 10 days. Three of them were successful. The one that was not successful was just a 10-year-old girl who was arrested with explosives strapped to her body.
One human rights attorney believes these suicide bombers may be some of the 200 schoolgirls kidnapped 100 days ago. Nettleton says the situation's pretty horrific.
When you think about a 10-year-old girl with explosives strapped to her body, this is clearly grown-ups who are manipulating children for their own ends, but literally sacrificing their lives.
How would you respond if this was your daughter? VOM has a free newsletter to help you pray. Get a copy at our website. Next, Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab just took out another member of parliament. He's the fifth lawmaker to be killed in 4 months. Open Doors USA says the extremists want to create an Islamic state without Christians or Western influence in it. The continued instability is taking its toll on believers. Your prayers are needed. Somalia ranks second on the Open Doors 2014 World Watch list of the 50 worst persecutors of Christians. This is Mission Network News. The latest Pew Research report on kids crossing the southern U.S. border notes a 117% spike in recent days. Poverty, hunger, and violence in Latin America play a key role in why kids are making the dangerous trip. Rural Renew's community development programs address these root causes in 23 of the world's developing countries. With the love of Christ leading the way, communities are safer for kids now. Be a part of the solution. Pray, give, or go. We got details on how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, do you remember the cassette tape? Well, if you're like most kids, probably not. Faith Comes by Hearing's Bill Lohr can relate.
Well, obviously with mobile devices, that's what kids are on now. They're using their iPads, their Kindle devices, whatever is out there that they're looking to engage with. And it's just hard to compete with coloring books or cassette tapes. Can't do that anymore.
According to Lohr, a new app for the iPad allows kids to experience the Bible in a new way, using a colorful storybook, audio, and even games. It's been released in English and Arabic and has already received great response.
We want to expand this into other languages. But Faith Comes by Hearing. We have the Bible recorded in over 800 languages, and so we want to get this also to the kids in those many different languages. So be praying that we have the resources to be able to do that.
You can download the app yourself. Just visit our website for the link. And what are your thoughts when you hear this?
We are commanded by Scripture to look after the poor, the widows, the orphans, the marginalized. And again, not just from a sense of duty, but because the light of Christ is within us. That's part of who we are.
That's Tony Fritz of Global Aid Network, and he just finished his 1,600-mile bike ride to raise awareness and funds for hunger, his way of looking after the poor. Fritz, after crossing the finish line, told us,
I thought I would feel exhilarated, but I didn't. And I was thinking, well, why? And then I realized that there was a lot of excitement about finishing, but then it was also the realization that this isn't the finish line, this is the start line also, and this is perhaps one step in where we're going from here.
The bike trip raised enough money for over 17,000 meals. Think about your own life. Have you crossed your start line? Read more about this inspiring story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's all about telling stories, you know that. When you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you a new book called Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories about comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.